The car was soundproofed, so everything outside happened in silence, like some sort of lackluster documentary on mute. Then the radio came on.
Former Holby City actress Dina Qureshi is to stand as Labour candidate in the Stoke by-election, it was announced today. Ms. Qureshi, 42, said she intends to work hard to protect the interests of vulnerable and marginalised people from what she called the continual onslaughts of government policy. Still, it was a trip to the Shard. Hannah, his sister, regularly paid £25 just to get through the front door, and that was in advance.
I've also been scouring the net looking into the case, but I can't find a grain of truth. It's all shifting sands, Jonah said. You could almost imagine there's some kind of conspiracy going on. I know. When we were kids, they kept a strict watch over our computer use, which was very strange when your father is immersed in the tech world. I read what they'd done to him. I'm thinking of going directly to the source and confronting my father. Whenever anything went wrong, they always blame Stanley's no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather. Supposedly, he had a great-great-grandfather who had stolen a pig from a one-legged gypsy, and she put a curse on him and all his descendants. Stanley and his parents didn't believe in curses, of course, but whenever anything went wrong, it felt good to be able to blame someone. Things went wrong a lot. They always seemed to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.